Hi, my name is Rebecca, and in today's lesson, you'll learn how to participate effectively in a discussion in English, something you may need to do in your personal, professional, or academic life, okay? Now, the topic we'll use as our sample is this one. Is it better to study online or in a regular classroom? Okay? You'll have a chance to hear a discussion by native English speakers on this topic. What I'd like you to do is listen for any special expressions and phrases that they use during the discussion. Afterwards, I'll review the expressions and phrases with you. Okay? Now, today I have some special friends who have agreed to help me with this lesson, and they're waiting in the classroom next door. So let's go and say hello to them. Thank you for joining me, and thanks for helping me with this lesson, guys.
No problem.
So you know we're talking about discussions, and the topic is it better to study online or in a regular classroom? Okay, who wants to go first?
Okay, so I'll start, and I think that it's actually very good to study online because it's very convenient because you can study whenever you want and at your own pace. And for example, someone like me, I like to study at nighttime. So for me, online works better because it's quiet at night, no one disturbs me, and I can do what I need to do.
Okay. That's true, but if you're going to study online, please let me finish. As I was saying, that's true, but if you're studying online, you do need to motivate yourself. So I think it's better to be in a classroom where you have other students and a teacher who can motivate you.
That's true, but some people can't afford to go in a classroom and don't have enough money or the resources to actually go in a big school. So studying online, you can actually do it for free.
I would like to add. May I say something?
Sure.
Soft skills. That's not usually talked about in schools, but when you talk about soft skills, it's actual interaction, utilizing your English when you're with other people. And that's hard to get online because you're watching a screen, not actually interacting with other people.
You make a very good point, but I would also like to add that sometimes having classmates takes you away from your focus because you have to maybe review things many times for other people to catch up, or you have to do topics that are interesting to other people, not to yourself. So it's a little distracting sometimes too.
However, focus is a good thing. I mean, it's not a bad thing to repeat something because sometimes people don't catch the material the first time. So that way you go over the material and they get, you know, you get depth, so you get to learn it more, and people who don't understand get the opportunity to ask questions and learn from it again.
Yeah, but sometimes the resources that you get in the classroom are boring, and online you can just look up whatever you need on the internet, and you've got it right there. You don't have to rely on a textbook. Some kind of can be bad textbook.
Okay, don't get me wrong. I mean, there are good resources on the internet, like engvid.com.
However, I'm sorry, did you say engvid.com?
I did say engvid.com.
Oh, I've heard of engvid.com.
I think I have too.
Me too.
I'll check it out anyway.
Okay, it's a good website. So as I was saying, don't get me wrong, I think there are excellent resources online. However, some students who are just learning English for the first time might not know how to judge the quality of resources. So I think if you go to a school, if you're inside a classroom, you're with a teacher who is trained, is a professional, and who can give you the resources you need to improve your English.
Well, it's a good thing that you said about professional teachers, because at engvid.com.
Engvid.com?
Engvid.com.
We all have professional teachers ready to teach you. So in conclusion, in a nutshell, can we just kind of sum up and say that studying online or in a classroom will help everyone?
Sure.
I can agree to that.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much for your help, guys.
Thank you.
No problem.
So now I'll review some of the phrases and expressions that you heard in the discussion.
And I think that it's actually very good to study online.
I think is used when you're going to express your opinion. You could also say I believe and so on. Next.
That's true, but if you're going to study online...
However, focus is a good thing.
Yeah, but sometimes the resources that you get in the classroom are boring.
Okay, these three phrases, that's true, but, or however, or yeah, but, are used, what do you think? They're used when we want to contradict what someone else has said, when we disagree with what someone else has said. Okay, next.
You make a very good point, but I would also like to add that sometimes having classmates takes you away from your focus.
You made a good point, but I'd also like to add is a very nice expression. It shows that you recognize the contribution that someone else has made to the discussion in the first part, and you're also going to add your own opinion, which is different from what the first person said. Next.
If you're going to study online,
Well, I would like to add. May I say something?
Sorry, but, which Ronnie says, or may I say something, which James said, are two different ways in which you can interrupt a discussion. You see that the first one was purposely done for you, not in a very polite way, show you how not to do it. And James says, may I say something, which is a very polite way to enter a discussion. Next.
Sorry, but...
Please let me finish. Let me finish.
Please let me finish is a very nice way to hold the floor. What does it mean to hold the floor in a discussion? It means to establish your position as the speaker. All right? So someone else is trying to interrupt, but you want a chance to finish whatever argument you're presenting. So you say, please let me finish. Okay? Very nice. Next.
As I was saying, that's true. But if you're studying online...
As I was saying, is used when you're returning to your to speaking, to whatever you were saying, when someone has interrupted you. Okay? It's a way of saying, okay, now I'm talking again, as I was saying. All right? Next.
Okay. Don't get me wrong. I mean, there are good resources on the internet.
Alex uses don't get me wrong. Now, this is an interesting expression because when we say this, what we're saying is that I've been explaining something, I've been presenting a certain point of view, but I do understand that there is another point of view, and I accept that, and I understand that. However, I do still have my opinion. So we use that when we are taking into account the other opinion as well. Next.
So in conclusion, in a nutshell, can we just kind of sum up and say that...
Okay. The last three phrases were used by Ronnie to end the discussion. So in conclusion, in a nutshell. In a nutshell just means in short. Or can we sum up by saying? Can we sum up means can we summarize? All right? So that's a nice way to end a discussion by including everyone in it. It's not as if one person is deciding to end the discussion. She's sort of asking everyone's permission by saying, can we sum up by saying, okay? I hope this lesson has given you a number of different expressions that you can use when you're taking part in a discussion, all right? If you'd like to do a quiz on this subject, please go to our website, www.ingvid.com. Thanks very much for watching and good luck with your English.